Episode 6, Grief in Retirement. Welcome to the Retirement Resource, the one place committed to providing the information, resources, and tools you need to navigate the often complex world of retirement planning with confidence and clarity. We're going to discuss both the financial and non-financial aspects of a successful retirement, and we're going to have fun. Welcome back to the Retirement Resource. I'm Bo Henderson, and you're here at the place, the one place, committed to giving you the resource, the tools, the experts, and the things you know to navigate the often complex world of retirement. And we have one of my favorite guests, expert in the field of retirement planning and retirement coaching. It's Bob Laura. And he's been a guest on the show before, but today we're going to talk about a topic that's a little bit different. We're going to talk about grief. Now, you might be asking, what does grief have to do with retirement? Or grief doesn't sound like something too fun that I want to talk about, but Bob, it's important that we do talk about it. So let's talk about this grief and what's the role of us having this conversation in the context of retirement.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on the show again. I always appreciate coming on and just talking with you and your listeners about this. I think it's important stuff. You know, and we've talked about this. A lot of retirement planning, you know, is like an iceberg where you see the parts sticking up, but there's these other things that are going on that lie below the surface. And, you know, a big part of why I work with Bo is to bring that stuff out. And one of them is grief. You know, we're trained our entire lives to be productive, to go to work, to do well, to set tasks, to accomplish things. And really, most of that's taken away at retirement. And one of the interesting things that people do is they grieve the loss of their job. But it's a very different kind of grief than, you know, grief is typically talked about, you know, losing a loved one or a pet or going through a divorce. And there's this heartache and pain that's honored. People can say, oh, gosh, boy, I'm really sorry for this. I'm really sad what's happening in your life, Bob. But retirement is supposed to be perfect.
Right.
You got enough money. You don't have to work. You don't have to deal with people. You can golf, vacation, hang out with the grandkids. It's great. What are you bummed about? Why are you bummed about leaving that job you said you hated for years? But it's what happens to people.
Well, I don't want to get too deep, but this is fascinating to me because we're getting into coaching behavior and all the good stuff here. And so grief. So you're right. When we grieve maybe the loss of a loved one, it's natural. Okay, I understand we're sad. There's a healing process. But people are looking at you saying, hey, lucky you. You're not having to work and do all these things, as you said, Bob. But let's dig into that. Why do people grieve the loss of their job? And what are some things that cause that, really?
Well, and the term is, it's called disenfranchised grief, where, again, they're going through this process, but no one's honoring their feelings. And what's interesting is if you ask most people, let's say someone absolutely hates their job and they complain about it all the time. Well, they don't grieve the loss of the things they hated. They grieve the loss of the things they liked about their work. And whether that was just the camaraderie, the purpose of getting up in the morning, the physical nature of it. And so again, people get misplaced because here I've been complaining about my job for 10 years and now I don't have it. Why do I miss it? Well, just because you didn't like, you know, 50 or 75% of your job at some period of time doesn't mean you didn't like or need other parts of it. And so that's again where people just, no one's telling somebody that. They've got these awkward feelings and they don't know what to do with them and they can't figure it out. So they end up kind of wallowing around for a couple of years until they can get through. It's a normal part of grief until they can get through it.
And that might be a good thing that we're sharing here is that, because it's kind of sneaky. It's like, what's wrong with me? Maybe I don't know why I feel this way, but maybe it's good that we're sharing here that it's pretty normal. Right. And I think like with anything else, we're not dealing with just math. When we talk about retirement planning, financial planning, we're dealing with humans and we're dealing with life. Right.
Well, we call it normalizing, you know, so you're not alone by it. But I remember the first time that I experienced it, I was working with a guy. I was actually a trust officer at a bank at the time. This guy comes in and he looks like death had come over him. I wasn't sure if he saw a ghost or he was sad. It looked like he had been crying. And he's kind of a guy's guy, a tough guy, but he was an executive and, you know, always had a sharp jab about his employer. And I, you know, just remember saying, well, what's going on? He's just like, well, I just received, you know, a buyout offer. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you hated your job and now they're going to pay you to leave and you're mad about it.
Right.
And really, he was just experiencing this. He was expecting to retire in a year or two, and he had worked there for a long time, and he really felt a connection and part of this organization. And they just were like, we're done with you and you got to go. And it crushed him, and he really didn't know what to do with it. So it can be a very, and it's no different than the emotion you feel in the loss of a loved one or through a divorce. It's powerful. Right. It hurts. It's real, but people don't know what to do with it.
Well, as we unpack it, it makes a lot of sense, because I just imagine I've had the same routine, the same starting day, the same friends for 30, 40 years.
Yep.
Whether I loved it or not, that was my life. That's who I was. That's what I did. Now it's gone.
Well, and what you said is correct. And this is just what doesn't happen enough in the retirement planning process. The term you use is great. Just unpacking it. And there's got to be, and this is why retirement coaching will continue to grow, is we're not trying to fix it, but just acknowledging it and helping them understand, you know, what came up or the psychology behind, you know, and again, it's just that awareness to help people of like, oh, okay, other people, that's come up, that's happened, I'm not alone. They can start to make more sense of it.
Well, I've got a couple of questions that I think is going to be helpful here. And it's just breaking into two components or two different bands of people here. So what would you say, Bob, to that person that they say, you know what? I know what you're talking about. I've experienced this grief. Now that you're kind of putting a name to it, what are some things someone can do that's experienced? And the second question, I'm going to go ahead and cue it up so you know where I'm going with this.
Right.
The second question is, okay, maybe it's the person transitioning to retirement. Is there a way they can be proactive to avoid the grief or minimize it?
Yep. Well, I think something that's really important. I don't have the grief model memorized, but there's several different grief models out there on the steps or the processes a person goes through. And so just doing some simple research on, you know, the process of grief and different models to really identify where you're at in the process. And again, that's an important part of the healing process, just to kind of, okay, here's where I'm at. This is kind of, you know, I'm not angry anymore. Now I'm just sad, or, you know, I'm feeling, you know, a little bit more upbeat about it. But I think the other, you know, it's also understanding that, you know, we're always told to deal with grief in a certain way, that you have to let go and move on. You really don't have to let go. You can still, you know, keep things from work or keep in touch with your friends and kind of keep some of those memories alive. And so I think being aware of where you're at in your process, whether you're 6 months out or 2 years out, and understanding that grief typically comes in waves. In the beginning, it can be very heavy and hard and crash down hard. But in the future, they get further out and less, but they may still be there for quite some time. So I think it's important to identify awareness and identify some of the impact of that grief.
Okay. Yeah. So awareness of it's the first step. And then as we see we're heading towards retirement and we're not there yet, that's the thing. Think about this is the people you interact with, look for opportunities to interact with them outside of work. Start that transition now, because I've seen many people disappointed that work ends and they think, oh, all my friends are still going to be there. We're going to hang out. We're going to do things like their lives go on. They stay busy with work. They got grandkids. Their spouse wants to travel.
Yeah, I call them the chains of retirement. It is the relationships are chained to the workplace, and they often don't break those chains to step outside of, you know, to take that relationship to a new place. So you're exactly correct. That's one way to do it. You know, to again, a lot of people, you know, we talk about PERMA and positive psychology, you know, figuring out how you're going to replace the things that you like about work. You know, so you're not worried about, you know, not going to boring staff meetings or dealing with this one person or maybe even fighting traffic to get to work. But what are the five or six things that you really enjoy about work, and how are you going to replace them? So being proactive is much easier, because too often people are obviously reactive. They get there and like, oh, well, I'll figure it out then. No, have a plan now to start to replace those things will make a big difference.
Well, and here's another thing, and you're going to love this idea, is this is a good place to bring in a retirement coach.
Absolutely.
To help you navigate these process, bounce these questions off of, bounce these ideas off of.
Well, it's like you said, you need someone to help you unpack it. And right. There's just no one, and this is why, again, why I think retirement coaching is so powerful, is because these people are trained to ask you these questions. They know that you can suffer from grief. There may be some challenges in other areas. They know the questions to bring up to help you see it, understand it, and start to plan for it.
Well, I've come up with a couple of big takeaways from this, Bob. One, grief in retirement is normal, right? It's something that happens. And so that leads to kind of the second point is that if you're experiencing it, you're not alone. Because I know sometimes it can feel like that. What's wrong with me? Why do I feel this way? And I think you'll be on board with this, and I'm going to go ahead and speak for both of us here. What I would really love to do, you know, here on the Retirement Resource, we have a little bit different conversation about retirement, but we have a real conversation about retirement because we want to get to the things that are going to make you successful. And one of those things is the conversation we're having. So, Bob, what I'd like to challenge our listeners to do is email us.
Absolutely.
Right. Let us know. You can go to askbo.com. askbeau.com, and let me and Bob know how you dealt with losing your career, your thoughts about retirement coming up. If you've had emotions where you were mad, depressed, angry, hey, even if you're happy, we want to know about that. how is it affecting you? And what we'll do is we'll put together a retirement success pack, some things maybe that we've written that we could just email, we could send out to you that would help on the journey here. But we'd love to hear from you, because what happens when we share on the show here, one share helps thousands of people.
Yeah, and I think there's always a message in the mess. And right. So whether you're going through it or you've gone through it in the past, that the sense of community that Bo's creating with the show and other things, that's really the key part of sharing and kind of bringing those things. So,
all right, Bob, thank you so much. Always love having you on the show. We'll talk to you soon. Again, think about that. Let us know how you've dealt with either the upcoming retirement or actual, if you're in retirement, how has that transition been? How has that process been? We'd love to hear from you. And as always, we're wishing you a rich and successful and fulfilling retirement. We'll see you next time right here on the Retirement Resource. Next time on the Retirement Resource, I'm going to be digging into the 12 steps to a successful retirement. But we're going to have a special twist that you don't want to miss right here on the Retirement Resource.